Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Josie Depp. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Bulling. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Mayberry moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from way then and he is safe. Randall steals second. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn fires to first and has McRae trapped. There's the throw to Smalley who tags McRae for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-1 in the game. Norwood strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulling takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hostler. Bostock moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Royce Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Randall reaches second base with a double. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Way then moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. White reaches second base with a double. Way then scores. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Randall bunts towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry bunts towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Way then moves to second. Willie Wilson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek bunts towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Way then scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Royals. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Tom Johnson now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Zdeb moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Zdeb tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Ron Schuler now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Cusick hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.